You know, at the top of the hour, we heard Maui Mayor Mike Victorino talk about the efforts to help its homeless population. This morning, HBR's Noe Tanigawa joins us to continue that thread. She's been talking to outreach providers there. Good morning, Noe.
Hey, good morning, Catherine. Loved your interview with Mayor Victorino. You got a can-do attitude at work over there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, the most vulnerable, how are they doing on Maui? You know, according to this year's point in time homeless count, there are 862 homeless individuals there in the county. About half of them were unsheltered. About 200 of them are in central Maui, and those are the ones that are pretty much the most visible to the population there. So lucky to have had the opportunity to visit Kahalaiakeʻola, a homeless service organization in Kahului and Lahaina. They run emergency shelters, they do job training and assistance, and they do housing relocation as well. Monique Ibarra is the executive director at Kahalaiakeʻola. It's called Kako. She says, the unsheltered situation on Maui has really evolved since the pandemic started.
I kept hearing about Kanaha Beach Park and Amala Place that leads to Kanaha, and I heard how bad it was getting. We checked it out, and it was true. There was a lot of individuals over there. They had showers set up. They had a little store set up. They really know, you know, in that place, know how to take care of themselves, but it's not ideal for long term, obviously. This is why I believe Mayor Victorino built the pallet shelter on Maui to help those individuals. So we went in working along with Family Life Center to get them into permanent housing. So between the two of us, we actually were able to assist quite a bit of families and also the pallet shelter that the county put up.
Right. Mayor Victorino referred to that, right, Catherine,
when
he spoke with you? It's an effort that's comparable to the post tent facility HPD set up here in Honolulu at Keʻehi Lagoon. First responders on Maui put up 23 pallet shelters there at Waiʻale Park in Wailuku for homeless people who are dealing with COVID. Now, these are not tents. They're 8x8-foot shelters. They've got two beds apiece and air conditioning. They're temporary for singles, couples, or families, and the idea is to move them into permanent housing out of there. You know, it turns out that clearing Kanaha was just part of a wave of housing placements that Maui service providers have accomplished just in the last 6 months. 914 placements in permanent housing in 6 months. That's at least a third more than they usually can accomplish in this same time span. And, you know, they're kind of asking them, how did they do it? For one thing, these social service housing navigators on Maui, boy, they know their beat. They research their landlords. They have long-term relationships with these people, and things come up. Plus, Ibarra says the unheard of is happening. Rents on Maui are going down. Ibarra said vacation rentals are coming online for resident housing, and there are other factors as well. That's Ramad Cumming, director of Maui's Family Life Center in Kahului. She says, yeah, she agrees. Family Life is Maui's key homeless outreach provider. And Cumming says that the pandemic has kind of leveled the playing field for renters. Low-income renters that they help who come in with government support are really starting to look kind of attractive to landlords these days. Still, Cumming says there are some among Maui's unsheltered who may not want to enter housing.
We have a lot of single white males, probably between the ages of 25 and 55. That is the single largest population. There are families out there, but we try awful hard to get them into shelter as soon as we can. Typically, you know, I think if people still have some kind of connection, what happens a lot that I see is families will take in the children. And so maybe only the mom and dad are in their car. And then they'll get reunited later on when they find a place.
Boy, Kathy, you can see the basic stability of housing is just not there for some families. Now, Cumming has said she hasn't seen an increase of homeless on the street or dramatically increased demand for their services. And Ibarra agrees there at Kako. What they have seen is the need is growing for rent and mortgage assistance. Cumming says the whole strategy is to keep families, especially, in their current homes.
I know that they're trying to deal with that with the rental assistance housing and mortgage assistance. I think the federal government is looking at that too. But yeah, real interesting snapshot of what's happening with the homeless there on Maui. Thanks so much, Noe.
Hey, thank you, Catherine. Happy Aloha Friday.
All right. Happy Aloha Friday to you, too. We have been talking to HPR's Nui Tanigawa. Check out her stories on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.